You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of the 2008 ICAC IDSA Joint Conference. The conference took place in Washington, D.C. from October 25th through October 28th, 2008.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, editorial director of The Body Pro. Right now, I'm in the poster session where researchers are standing in front of their posters. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who have actually conducted the research. It is these women and men who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. After their summary, I'll ask a few questions.
My name is James Willig. I'm an assistant professor at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. I'm part of the team from the 1917 clinic headed by James Raper, Michael Mugavera, Michael Sagan, Jerome Allison, doing this project of the hidden cost of prior authorization and compensated effort for medical providers.
So tell us a little bit about the study.
Insurers will ask us to fill out these prior authorizations to get access to for patients for certain medications. Dr. Raper, our clinic director, centralized this process a few years ago, and he committed to doing every single prior authorization for every patient in the clinic, in addition to all of his regular responsibilities. He quantified all the time that it took him, all the clerk time that it took, the notification time before we heard back from the insurers, and we calculated the estimated cost for having to do this for every patient. There's a lot of good data out there showing that having providers do prior authorization saves money at the insurer level, but I think there's very little information out there talking about how this affects clinics and people that are in the front line of taking care of patients. And these numbers, I think, give us a little glimpse of what that turns out to be.
Could you go through the numbers?
So I think one of the most important thing here is that prior authorizations, they introduce a mean 3.1 plus or minus 5.8 day delay to medication access. So we're talking about in our patients, it might take as long as 9 days before you get access to the medication that was required. If that's an antiretroviral, that means you have a week without medications. If that's a lipid medicine or some other types of medicine, whatever it is, that's a week before you can get the needed medication delivered to the patient. PA requests, they take at least 26.8 plus or minus 18.5 minutes of time out of that centralized provider, Dr. Raper. He's done these for 2 years. He's quite good at him, and it still takes him about a half hour, plus an additional 6.5 minutes from another clerk who helps him sort of do the final steps in it. So in total, we're talking about 30 minutes of time for every single one of those requests to get completed at the clinic. This is time that we could be taking care of patients. This is time that we could be doing a lot of other responsibilities that would help folks on a day-to-day basis.
What do you hope to do with this study?
We want to put this information out there. We're working on the manuscript, and I think that this sort of sheds light at the issue from a different perspective. I mean, it's great that this is a cost containment strategy for healthcare organizations, but I think we need to be honest here and see that there's a little bit of cost shifting going on. And by moving this to the providers, it takes time away from what we do. It's unremunerated time, and it ultimately comes back to haunt our patients and putting in delays in when they can get their medications delivered to them.
Who will look at this, and will a decision be made based on this? Is there anything that could quickly happen to change the situation, or is this a very long-term effort?
I think this is a long-term effort. I think we need to get this information out there to policymakers and folks that can see this. I mean, you know that a lot of clinics that are taking care of HIV-infected folks, they have some issues with funding. Funding has been flat for a while with Ryan White. Patient numbers continue to grow nationwide. Estimates have been revised in terms of how many people out there have HIV in the U.S. by the CDC recently. We see that with routine testing now, there's an expected increase in the numbers of patients coming in. As all of these things happen, costs are really going to go up, and prior authorizations, I think, are going to be used increasingly as a cost containment strategy. I think we need to acknowledge what this does at the clinic level. Policymakers need to put this into the thinking so that we have maybe more support for patients at that level.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
Thank you for listening to this report from the 2008 ICAC IDSA Joint Conference. For more coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/ICAAC2008.